Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Hello and welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Wonderful to have you with me here on this Tuesday. If you've been with us, you know we've been talking about Steps to Revival. It has been a powerful series. As Derek has talked to us about the preconditions and the things that bring revival, he talked about the love of God, and yesterday he finished a two-day little teaching on the prayer of desperation, and we actually issued a call to people who are willing to pray for the nation and intercede for America. If you missed that, please log on the website at derekprince.org. Now today, Derek is going to talk to us about how to live in a world that's falling apart. You know, the amazing thing about our times is I could spend the next hour telling you the good news about what's happening in our country, in the world, but at the same time, we all know that there are some things desperately wrong. It really is, in a sense, falling apart. Well, how do we live as effective Christians who are optimists, who believe that Jesus is Lord, and yet have a firm, realistic grasp on the fact that things are not going in this world as they ought? Let's listen as Derek teaches us about how to live in a world that's falling apart.
How to live in a world falling apart. I'm 78 years old, as you've heard. I've lived the early part of my life mainly in Britain. I've lived also in Kenya, in Israel, the United States. I've lived in a good many parts of the world. And my personal perspective out of Scripture and the life that I've lived is that the world is falling apart. Every day you see evidence in the newspapers that the situation is out of control. The politicians cannot control it. The scientists cannot control it. The education specialists cannot control it. Now, I could spend the entire message just demonstrating that the world is falling apart. I don't want to do that because I want to give you my answer, which is how to live in a world falling apart. I will just mention briefly, passing quickly through them, a few passages of Scripture which all, I believe, focus on the present age in which we're living. But I want to come to my advice. After all, I've had a good life. It hasn't been easy, but I could say like the psalmist, the lions have fallen to me in pleasant places. And I'm deeply concerned for anybody from age 18 upwards who's facing life and has to make choices and doesn't know exactly which way to go. I want to offer you some advice, but let me just briefly run through a few of the scriptures that deal with the present age as I see it. Luke 17, verses 26 through 30, Jesus gave a picture of what it would be like in the last days. And he said in his picture, as it was in the days of Noah, and as it was in the days of Lot, so it will be in the days when the Son of Man is about to return. I believe those are the days in which we are living. And I want to give you, without turning to the Scriptures, six features of the days of Noah and Lot. Just listing them, I could give you Scripture references, but I'm not going to do that. Here are four features of the days of Noah. And I believe the first one is the most important. The human race was infiltrated from the kingdom of Satan by evil angels. Personally, I believe the same is happening to humanity today. Second, every thought of man's heart was evil. Thirdly, the earth was filled with violence. And that, I think, describes exactly the earth we live in today. And fourthly, there was sexual perversion rampant. And then we add one special feature from the days of Lot, which was blatant, aggressive homosexuality. Now, when I was growing up, the word homosexual was hardly ever mentioned. It was a thing you didn't talk about. And one knew there were a few people like that. Oscar Wilde was perhaps the great example. But they were in hiding. They didn't come out in the public. Today, homosexuals are some of the most aggressive people in the world. Is that right?
Yeah.
Amazing. So it was in the days of Lot. When Lot's two visitors came, all the men of the city, all the men of the city gathered around and said, "Bring out the men, we want to have sex with them." That's basically where it's at today. And I don't think it'll be long before our homes are likely to be invaded by men who say, "Bring out your men, your boys, we want to have sex with them." It's come to that already in some places, in San Francisco, for instance. Then one feature of the whole of that time was materialism. They were eating, drinking, marrying, giving in marriage, building, planting, buying and selling. Nothing wrong with any of those activities, but they were so deeply immersed in them that they didn't know what was coming on earth. And I believe the same is true of the majority of professing Christians in this nation. They are so taken up with materialism that they do not understand the judgments of God that are coming upon this nation and other nations. And then in Matthew 24, verse 7, Jesus speaking about the birth pangs or the labor pains that will introduce a new age, not quote, the new age, but a new age when the kingdom of God will be established on earth. Speaking about those labor pains, he says, amongst others, there will be war of nation against nation. Now, the interesting thing is that the Greek word for nation is ethnos, from which we get the word ethnic. And I think ethnic conflict is one of the great labor pains of the new age. It is spreading with unbelievable rapidity in the whole of Russia and Eastern Europe, in Africa, in many other places. Groups that have been able to live together in comparative peace are now at one another's throats across the earth. And I believe it will affect such nations as the United States, which has a great multiplicity of ethnic groups. I expect at some time they'll be involved in civil war against one another. I don't exclude the possibility from Britain. I think it's one of the most distinctive characteristics of the age in which we live.
You know, there's good news and there's bad news here. The bad news is that our times look very much like the times of Noah and Lot. The human race is infiltrated by demonic forces. Every man's heart is evil. The earth is filled with violence. All of those conditions are true of our own day. At the same time, remember that God was willing to spare Sodom and Gomorrah if there were just a few righteous men in it. And so today, if there are righteous people crying out to God, praying to Him, calling upon Him to grant revival, we'll see tremendous things happen. There's so much more to come as Derek Prince, Legacy Radio, continues.
What stands between you and your God-given dreams? What hinders you from walking out God's purpose for your life? The world constantly distracts us, taking our focus off of the things of God. But no distraction is greater than God's desire to restore us to a place of peace and purpose. In his classic DVD, The Doorway to Restoration, Derek Prince dissipates the distractions to reveal God's wonderful doorway to a powerful, purpose-filled life. To order your copy of The Doorway to Restoration for only $9.95, call toll-free 1-800-448-3261. That's 1-800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. You can walk through God's doorway to restoration. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or order securely when you visit us online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince, Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield, and I hope that you've been with us today, yesterday, because Derek Prince has been talking to us about steps to revival. And today he's really giving us insight into our times because he's talking about how to live in a world that's falling apart. And as I said earlier, he's been describing our time in terms of the times of Noah and Lot. Well, that's good news and it's bad news. The bad news is things are difficult. The good news is righteous men can make a difference. Let's listen how.
In 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 5, Paul says, "This know," very emphatic, "be certain of this one thing, that in the last days perilous times will come." But that word that's translated perilous is only used in one other place in the Greek New Testament, and that is to describe two demon-possessed men coming out of the tombs exceedingly fierce. That's the same word. So in the last days, fierce times are going to come. It's become very real, at least to me. And Paul gives the reason. It's not scientific development or the development of nuclear fission. It's the corruption of human nature. And Paul says, men will be, and he lists 18 moral and ethical defects which will characterize humanity near the close of this age. And if you look at the world today, basically all of them are conspicuous. And one thing I saw through studying scripture some years back is this: corruption is irreversible. Let me take a simple example. You have a beautiful peach. It's all ripe and ready to eat. But if you just leave it, it begins to wither and rot because there is the force of corruption in it and nothing can reverse that force. You can put the peach in a refrigerator, and the refrigerator will slow down the process of corruption, but it will not reverse it. And I hope you'll forgive me if I say I think some churches are like refrigerators. They do slow down the process, but they don't reverse it. And God doesn't begin with all of that. He says, you've got to be born again. You've got to have a totally new start, a new nature, free from the corruption of sin. And interestingly, out of the 18 features that Paul lists, the first one is men will be lovers of self, then lovers of money, and at the end of the list, lovers of pleasure. Can you think of three words that better describe the culture in which we live today? Love of self, love of money, and love of pleasure. But the key word is love of self. I believe that's the root out of which all the rest grow. When we begin to love ourselves more than anyone or anything else, society breaks down. It's self-love that breaks up the family, that breaks up marriages. The man says to his wife, if you don't like the way I live, I can find another wife. The wife says the same to her husband. Then parents say, we want to lead our own life. We don't want to be tied down with the responsibility of children. Self-love. And it goes beyond, it goes further. In the political situation in the United States today, basically, politics are dominated by various pressure groups, all of them seeking their own objectives. Very few of them have any real concern for the welfare of the United States. What is the problem? Self-love. I believe out of that comes the breakdown of the family, and out of the breakdown of the family comes the breakdown of society, and out of the breakdown of society comes anarchy. And if I'm right, out of anarchy comes tyranny, despotism, dictatorship. And I believe myself many democracies that are crumbling and cannot hold together will ultimately give way to dictatorships. And there'll be one final dictatorship, the worst of all, the rule of the Antichrist. I believe that's where we're headed. And I think it could all happen. It could all happen before this century closes. I'm not saying it will, but I think it's perfectly possible. I think the time is later than most of us are willing to admit. Now, you might say, well, but history is full of examples of the things you've been talking about. And that's true, but I think none of them on the same scale and the same worldwide manifestation as we have today. But let me point out to you, there is one absolutely unique feature of this age which is without any prior occurrence since the first century. Since the first century to the 20th century, there's one thing that's happened this century that had never happened before. And it is the regathering of the Jews in their own country, the restoration of the state of Israel. There is no parallel to that in any previous century. And I believe it is the decisive indication of how near we are to the close of the age. Somebody said, the Jews are the minute hand on God's prophetic clock. And by my reading of the clock, the minute hand stands at about 2 minutes to midnight. Let me read just a passage from Jeremiah to substantiate what I've said. In Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 3, God says, "For behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, that I will bring back from captivity or from exile my people Israel and Judah, says the Lord, and I will cause them to return to the land that I gave to their fathers, and they shall possess it." Now, anybody that has any knowledge of the Bible whatever knows without question there's only one land that God gave to the forefathers of the Jewish people. That is the land which today is called Israel. And let me say, the mere restoration of the name of Israel is one of the most significant features of our age. My first wife and I, Lydia, were living in Jerusalem when the state of Israel was born. And right up to almost the last moment, they were debating what name to give it. And they were very much in favor of the name of Judea. But you see, that was contrary to Scripture. Because God says, when they come back, there will no longer be two kingdoms. The southern kingdom of Judah and the northern kingdom of Israel. There will be one kingdom. And at the last moment, the name Israel was chosen. God was in all of that. Now, in connection with that, at the end of Jeremiah chapter 30, the Lord says, in the latter days, you will consider it. So the restoration of the Jewish people to their own land is something that indicates we're in the latter days.
Or there's something that Derek said in this last bit of teaching that we need to remember all the days of our lives. He said, self-love. I believe out of that comes the breakdown of the family. Out of the breakdown of the family comes the breakdown of society. Out of the breakdown of society comes anarchy. And if I'm right, Derek said, out of anarchy comes tyranny and despotism. Oh, are we seeing that in our time? There's so much more to come as Derek Prince, Legacy Radio, continues.
Most believers know that fasting is beneficial and can make fresh spiritual power available in times of need. But very few know why. Here's good news. Derek Prince, widely known for his deep insights on the power and practice of fasting, reveals those insights in his powerful little book, How to Fast Successfully. Inside, you'll discover the spiritual truths behind the why, when, and how of fasting. And you'll find practical instruction for releasing the power of fasting in your own life. Call now to receive your copy of How to Fast Successfully, absolutely free. 1-800-448-3261. That's 1-800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. The call and the book are both free. Through fasting, you'll hear God's voice more clearly, be more effective in prayer, and see breakthroughs in hard-to-overcome habits. Call now to get your free copy of How to Fast Successfully. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or order securely when you visit us online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince, Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. So glad that you've joined us because we are listening to a marvelous teaching by Derek Prince. Let's listen now as Derek Prince talks to us about steps to revival.
I'm going to come to the practical question. And this is addressed to everybody here, even those who are older than I am. But primarily I have in mind the younger people, age 15 and upwards. I have a tremendous concern for you. Because you are moving out into a world that's in a state of chaos. And there's really nothing permanent or totally reliable that you can look to. I grew up in this country between World War I and World War II. And there were many problems. There was poverty. There was oppression of the poor by the rich. There was a whole lot of snobbery. There were political crises. But basically, Britain was a very secure country. You knew where you belonged. You knew what to expect. You knew you could rely on the police. And basically, there was not very much political corruption. All that has totally changed. Changed in a very short while. So those of you that are age 15 and upwards, you're stepping out into uncharted territory. There isn't any real human map that can tell you which way to go or what to expect. But I believe there is counsel in the Bible that will enable you to make a success of your life. In the truest sense of the word, I believe God intends every believer to be successful. I'm not talking about being conspicuously wealthy or even highly educated, but I believe every child of God is born to overcome.
Amen.
Born to meet the challenge of life and overcome it.
Yes.
Born to lead a life that ultimately will leave behind consequences of eternal importance. Amen. That's my estimate of what it is to be a child of God. But you're going to have to follow the counsel of the Word of God. You know, one of the most important things is where you get your counsel from. The first verse of the first Psalm, "Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly." And that really sets the whole tone for the book of Psalms. And I'm asking you tonight, where do you get your counsel from? Where do you get your advice? Who directs your thinking? What is the source of your counsel? Is it some form of secular thinking? Some form of higher education? I was in higher education, I'd have to say that. I had achieved a place in the world of higher education in Britain. Now, I'll tell you something about universities. They're very closed places. They're little islands of their own. And in many ways, they're cut off from the realities of life. Also, there are a whole lot of fashions in intellectual thinking. When I was studying philosophy in the 1930s, the great philosophy fashion was linguistic philosophy. And I was a pupil of the great leader of that, Ludwig Wittgenstein. Since then, the fashion has changed completely. Nowadays, people are not interested in that. There are other fads and fancies. But believe me, if you rely on human wisdom to guide you, you'll end up in a muddle. There is only one reliable source of guidance, and that is the Bible.
We are living in a time of tremendous possibilities, and yet we're living in a time of tremendous troubles. And that's the thrill of our lives. We need to live the grand adventure and let God have His way in our lives so that we can win the world to Jesus. Listen, this is exciting truth, and I hope that you'll listen to it not just once, but many times, and allow these principles to burn themselves in your heart so that you live them out. So log on to our website at derekprince.org. All sorts of resources and material is there, and I think you'll find things that will help you, including this teaching, and you can listen to it as often as you want. Well, listen, that's all the time we have for today. For everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Join us again tomorrow on Wednesday as the legacy continues.
To order your own copy of Derek's classic DVD, Doorway to Restoration, for only $9.95, give us a call toll-free, 1-800-448-3261. That's 1-800-448-3261. Or in Canada, call 888-737-0771. And don't forget to ask about your free copy of How to Fast Successfully. It's our gift to you. Call 800-448-3261. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or in Canada, call 888-737-0771. And of course, you can order securely online at derekprince.org. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries and produced in association with Audio Aviators. For more information about anything heard on today's program, visit us on the web at derekprince.org. That's derekprince.org.